And KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour. In the news for this Friday, the 18th day of June for 2021, well, California residents are being asked once again to voluntarily conserve power today as the current heat wave strains the state's energy grid and raises the possibility of rotating outages. As temperatures spike, Governor Newsom signed an emergency proclamation yesterday that suspended certain permitting requirements, allowing power plants to ramp up operations if necessary to meet the demand for electricity. The California Independent System Operator, which runs the energy grid, issued a flex alert for 6 to 9 p.m. today. Now, during these hours, people are urged to set their thermostats to 78 degrees or higher and avoid using washers, dishwashers, and other major appliances. A heat advisory has been issued through Saturday night for much of the region. And cooling centers will again be open today from 12:30 to 6 at the Amador Senior Center on New York Ranch Road. And in Ione at Fire Station Number 2 on Preston Avenue from 1 to 7 today and tomorrow. And from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. tonight and tomorrow, you can find cooling centers in San Andreas at the library, Jenny Lind Elementary School, West Point Community Hall, Murphy's Fire Station, Copperopolis Armory, or Independence Hall in Arnold. And the city of Jackson is asking all Amador County for help in blocking a major water rate increase. Recently, the Amador Water Agency proposed increasing water rates for all customers in the county. The rate hikes will impact Jackson as the city purchases treated water from the Amador Water Agency. Now, under this proposal, AWA is increasing Jackson's water rate by 52.5% the first year, and by the end of the fifth year, Jackson will see a 127% increase. This means that Jackson's customers will see about $20 more a month in the first year and $47 more a month by the fifth year. To block the increase, Jackson City Mayor Bob Stimson, in an open letter to all city residents, is urging the usage of a Proposition 218 protest. The Prop 218 protest provides the opportunity for the Amador Water Agency retail customers to protest the proposed rates. However, Jackson's 2,100 customers are excluded from the protest process because the city of Jackson is the AWA customer and city residents are a customer of the city. Stimson says this is fundamentally unfair. In order to defeat the proposed rates under Prop 218, it will need over 5,000 ratepayer or property owners to submit written protests. Stimson's letter asks Jackson City residents to let all Amador retail water customers know that if they don't like the rate hikes, they need to send their written protests to the AWA office as soon as possible. Those protests have to be received by mail or in person at the AWA office by July 27th. And as expected, state regulators on Thursday approved revised rules allowing fully vaccinated employees the same freedom on and off the job, including ending most mask and physical distancing requirements. Under the rule changes, employers also have the right to still require everyone to remain masked, vaccinated or not. And vaccinated employees will still be able to wear masks if they choose without facing retaliation. Governor Newsom immediately issued an executive order waiving the 10-day legal review and allowing the changes to take effect as soon as they are filed with the Secretary of State. The rules apply in almost every workplace in the state, including offices, factories, and retailers. They come after weeks of confusion as the California Occupational Safety and Health Standards Board, CalOSHA, flip-flopped over these changes. The measures adopted in a 5-to-1 vote with one member absent now conform with general state guidelines that took effect Tuesday by ending most mask rules for vaccinated people. Well, it's fire season, and this Saturday, you're invited to stop by the Fire Safe Fair in Fiddletown, a one-stop shop to answer all your questions. Firefighters with both the Amador and Pioneer Fire Protection Districts will help you learn how to keep your home safe. Amador Sheriff's deputies will be signing people up for the emergency alert system, Code Red. Find out when and how to evaluate your family's evacuation plans and also plans to evacuate your pets and your livestock. There's a ribbon cutting at noon to celebrate the community-funded shower room at the fire station, which will now allow 24-hour staffing. And at 1 o'clock, a demonstration of the growing Fiddletown Emergency Radio Network. Throughout the day, there'll be activities for kids and lots of giveaways, plus demonstrations on sidewalk CPR and free child car seat safety checks. It's all taking place again this Saturday from 10 to 4, Fire Station 123 on Jaboom Street in Fiddletown. And again, Amador County Recreation Agency is looking for signups for the 2021 Youth Flag football season. Now, this Sunday at 4:30 will be the first game. You can sign up on the spot. For more details, visit goacra.org. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Friday morning from the KVGC News Center. I'm Jim Geedy. Reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com.